Kathy Verduin. Why Lemonade is for Black Women, Despite Centering a Man's Misdeeds. Dominique Macchi. I was a difficult daughter in my family. Difficult meant I talked back. Difficult meant I challenged the authority of my elders. Difficult meant I was relentless in advocating for my feelings. Difficult meant I demanded to be seen, heard. I demanded adults be held accountable for their trespasses. But as a child, hearing difficult meant hearing difficult to love, obstinate in the face of love. Difficult meant I would be easier to be around if I were not me. And I believed it, and my father's absence sealed it. And my lover's persistent wayfaring with women whose superiority I was inundated with sealed it. And society sealed it. All around me were idols of women less difficult than me, more docile, more beautiful, more modest, more sexual, more. A black woman, especially one with a mouth on her, could not be enough. And then I saw Beyoncé in Lemonade, a black woman idolized into obscurity, canonized as the patron saint of black women in her highest form. I saw Beyoncé suffering how I have, under the weight of that specific betrayal. I saw it, and I knew that the betrayal she experienced had nothing to do with whether or not we were difficult, and everything to do again with being the collateral damage of somebody else's pain. But we were not vessels. We are not servants, propellers of plots, vehicles of self-discovery. We do not belong to the world to do as it pleases with impunity. We belong to us. With Lemonade, Beyoncé broke the first rule of being a black woman. She did not protect the black men who failed to protect her. She did not prioritize a black man's pain over her own. She said, "My pain demands acknowledgement." She said, "You must be held accountable." She said, "I am more than enough. Why do you deny yourself heaven?" She said, "I do not exist to be your collateral damage. Fix you and fix the damage you've done." Many people are confused about how Lemonade is for black women if it centralizes a relationship with a black man. But Lemonade says to black women that black women are enough. It says the world must take responsibility for the damage it does to us. It says we are not protecting anyone who harms us. It says we will not suffer in silence. We will not beg. We will not make up for the flaws that aren't flaws at all. It says, "I see you. Now, see me. Look me in the eye. See yourself." It says that healing will not come if we are not allowed to vocalize our aching. It says we are owed healing by everyone who hurt us. It says you owe us for what you take from us. It says give back to us what you've taken. Every black woman in Lemonade has been robbed of something. Every black girl, too. And they are owed accountability. They are owed healing. They are owed more than what the world has granted them. Lemonade sends the message that we must be vocal about this. We must not assist the world in erasing our suffering. We must honor ourselves. We must perform magic tricks. We must pull ourselves out of our own bones and help ourselves along. We must find communion in our reflections in each other. We must say, "I see us." Lemonade is for black women because the world treats black women as though they are difficult daughters, difficult mothers, difficult lovers, difficult friends, difficult workers, difficult strangers. They treat us like we are difficult because it makes us easy targets. They treat us like we are difficult so that no one in the world will defend us. But now we are defending ourselves. Lemonade was an act of self-defense. Lemonade says it is time for black women to heal, and no longer at our own expense.